Welcome to Expect Increase, where mindset and sales meet. This is episode 56, Be a Giver of Awesomeness, Discover. Hi, I'm Sherit Richardson, founder of Digital Innovation Media Group, where I'm the lead designer and head marketing strategist. And what we do is we help business owners convert traffic to more clients, followers, and engagement. You can get more information about us at digitalinnovationmg.com. And I'm joined today, as always, with Rashana Price. How are you?
Hey, everyone. I'm doing great. Hello, I'm Rashana Price, your leadership and success coach and trademark owner of the phrase giver of awesomeness. I truly believe everyone has something awesome to give to the world, and I help you do that through coaching, speaking, and training. You can learn more about me at RashanaPrice.com.
Cool. Well, today we're going to talk about, we're going to get right down to the meat of your book. The last episode we talked about your road to publishing, and now we're going to get into the meat of how to be a giver of awesomeness, and the discovery phase. So I'm going to turn it over to you and get back to note-taking.
Okay. Yeah. So, and what I love about what we're talking about and even this podcast series around this book, publishing the book and then some of the meat of it, is a couple of things. What I want you to know is that I've learned that you can structure a book really any way you want to. Mm-hmm. This book, Be a Giver of Awesomeness, is structured in three parts. So this is part one, all about discovering your awesomeness. Mm-hmm. And I define awesomeness as your gifts, your talents. It's also your weaknesses and the things that you don't do well. It's in the places where your life has made a twist or a turn that really helps you discover what you need to do, who you are, what is that secret gift that maybe perhaps you know you have that you haven't been using, or it comes to you as a surprise. Like, man, I didn't even know I could do that.
Right.
And so, yeah, this first part of the book, Discover, really is all about my journey through brokenness to find my awesomeness. And I talk about being broken and really what I call a catalyst moment, where I was crying in the hotel lobby bathroom stall.
Wow.
And I had been working on a project. I thought that we were on the same page. I thought we were doing great things and it was going well. And it wasn't. And the conversation that I left was one of those conversations that leaves you feeling like, what just happened and how did I get here? And so I'm sitting in this bathroom stall crying, asking God, how did I get here and what happened? And it's through that, really that exploring, that led me to even pick back up the book and write it, but also to categorize these times in my life where I had felt like I wasn't good enough, like what I did didn't matter. And like there was a part of me that was broken and wrong. Yeah. And so I wanted to read an excerpt, actually, a little bit from the book, just to give you a sense of what I was thinking in that moment when I was feeling so bad about something that I thought was so good. And it says, I realized that people, when hurt, can feel small, insignificant, and out of control. I also noticed that a hurt woman in power is dangerous. Women in power hurt other women in power when they forget or refuse to place limits on what they will and won't say. When they say what they feel without carefully measuring the reverberating consequences of their words on the lives of others. Emptiness is what happens when our lives collide into a woman who means well, but does mean well.
Wow, that's a mouthful. And I can surely relate to that. Oh my gosh, that is a mouthful right there. That you mean well, you do mean well. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I think I worked for this woman. So I can definitely relate to this.
It's in those moments. And I found myself going back through and having lots of moments with women and some men where it was like, it felt like they were just coming for me. Mm-hmm. And it's in this phase of when people are coming for you, or you feel like, gosh, I can't ever do something right, or nothing is ever good enough for this person or yes. in this situation. This is why this first section is all about discovering.
Yes.
Because if you lean into that moment and take the moment apart, like really like pick it apart, what that person says or what the environment is saying to you will lead you to a gift, something inside of you that you think or that you're made to feel like you don't fit, you don't belong, you're wrong. Mm-hmm. When the truth is that piece of you that is unique, that doesn't fit, or that is maybe even in error, is right. It's just not in the right place.
Right.
Or needs more.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I felt like me, I needed more, but mm-hmm. they were not willing to do so because they were under the influence of this woman who was the lead person who I say was very bullying, her whole behavior and persona. But it does like make me look at her as a person, like what causes someone to do this? Because we don't wake up in the morning and become bullies. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's over time. It's experiences that caused her to become the kind of person that she is. And hope I like to say was, to be optimistic. Hopefully something has changed. But you know, there's something in her that occurred, and you know, we may not know what about the person experience and make them be who they are, but it's all about how do we deal with it?
How do we deal with it? Yes.
You know what I mean?
How do we take our personal power back? Because sometimes when you share moments that feel like the moment I described in the beginning, or even moments that I talk about when I was bullied in school, in elementary school, when I was booed walking from the classroom over to the library through the cafeteria, and I was booed by a group of students. In that moment, it's like, what is happening? And it's kind of like TV where it all slows down, right? Like, it's like, what is happening?
Mm-hmm.
But it's also in that moment where you are standing out. And if you can lean into the standing out, you'll find that gift, that thing that they're seeing as wrong, which is really right.
Right.
And you can take that with you and give it somewhere else, which is the whole premise of the book. Is being able to identify using these moments and these people and seeing them as gifts. Like, wow, like that's a gift. Like at the end of the day, some of the things that I was experiencing, even around this project, was that person seeing me as, you're so talented. Why are you waiting for me to tell you what needs to be done? Just do it.
Mm-hmm.
And the what that was said, I couldn't hear the what at the time because how it was being said was so painful and hurtful. But after I reflected on the what, I was able to see like, oh, you don't think I need all the information that I think I need because you think I'm talented. Mm-hmm. So if I'm really talented, then how do I take that talent and do something with it?
Right.
Yeah. And so that's what the whole first part of the book is all about. It's finding these moments, discovering your awesomeness, discovering the times when you're working in your sweet spot. I talk about that. When you're working in your sweet spot, time flies.
Yes.
It's like an hour. Look, it's an hour, but it felt like 2 minutes. Like, where did the time go? It's the thing that people say to you, oh my gosh, you're so good at that. You're awesome. Or hey, I need you to come be on the team. You're invited to be a part of something because you do it so naturally. And you might not even really recognize it. My heart and my hope is that as people read this book, that they're able to process, take time to really process and look at the world differently around them, to right. think through, what are these things that I do so well? What is my awesomeness? And the last thing that I do, because I actually say it, I say that my hope is that you'll read the book and that you'll journey inside. But I also then say, like, hope is not a strategy. And mm-hmm. so that's why this book also has at the end of each chapter questions, reflective questions, because the questions will help you think through, well, what do I really do well? Where do I want to go? What has happened to me that maybe I haven't really processed? I've just stuffed down inside of me, but my mind replays that story over and over again.
Yes, and that's really good, because reading is one thing, but having a time to really go deeper within yourself, that's powerful, because you really will walk away transformed, especially if you follow that process and really, really not put limits on yourself. Really go deep.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be very surprised what comes up. Things you probably forgot about or hit hiding, you know, deep down inside will probably come up when you answer those questions.
Yeah. Yeah. And being okay and intentional in your thinking and in your answers. And really for some people, I believe that for the first time, they'll really be honest, kind of like I had to. I had to acknowledge that there were times that I was in the situations I was in with some people being taken advantage of or feeling like, well, I'm not getting what I deserve, but not feeling brave enough to say so. And so I allowed it. Hmm. That's the truth of it. At the end of the day, because I didn't speak up and say anything, mm-hmm. hoping that it would get better, it didn't. So therefore I allowed it.
Yeah. Wow.
But it's now that I've gone through some of those things, I can now say like, nope, that won't happen again.
Yes. It's like making a promise to yourself that, okay, I've acknowledged this and now it will not happen again.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is part one of the book, to discover your awesomeness and to really help people think into, like, I had some really crappy things that happened in my life. Let me discover what they were really here for. And it's not about what the other person is a gift. They did something to me. They said something to me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pick apart that moment to find my gift. What were they really coming for?
Right.
Yeah. And so in part two, when we talk the next time, or if you're listening, the next episode will be all about part two, which is all about guarding your awesomeness now that you've discovered it from a league of stealers that I introduced. There are five characters in this league, and I talk through who they are, what their characteristics are, some of the things they say and do. To help you identify if you have people like this in your life and perhaps you may be this person to someone else.
Hmm. Now that's something, if you find out that that's who you are.
Yeah. Wow. Yep. So that is the first part of Be a Giver of Awesomeness. And I'm excited about it. And thanks all everyone for listening. I hope you got something out of this first section.
Yeah, I definitely did, because I can tell you, as someone who's been bullied in corporate and even as a child, horrible things happen and you remember those the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. So I really feel like people are going to be reading this book dealing with, I think, primarily childhood traumas that have, you know, transferred over to adulthood, and they may find themselves still being that child, you know what I mean? In a situation without knowing that, hey, that's not me anymore. And now they have a way here to overcome it. It follows us.
Yeah, it does. And sometimes we don't even know. Sometimes it's so subtle.
Right.
Or it's conditioned, right? You get around your family and you revert back to whatever survival behavior that worked.
Right, because you're used to it. You've conditioned yourself to get used to it and not say or not speak up or say anything. You just take it. And that's the huge problem right there. And so I really believe that this is really going to help a lot of people not only heal childhood wounds, but adulthood wounds, because we take the same position as adults. We're bullied as a kid and you go to work and you're bullied by your boss or another superior or a coworker, and you find yourself in that same position again.
Yeah.
And so this book is really going to bless people and help them get out of that, discover it, and then get out.
Yes, get out and then go give the gift in a better place, absolutely.
Cool, well, thank you so much for sharing that. I think that it's really gonna open a lot of eyes out there, and people are really gonna start looking at themselves, get the book, and really start thinking about their behaviors, and are they allowed, you know, not saying that you allow it, but are you taking your, are you doing your part in making sure that it ends?
It ends. I mean, absolutely.
And I think that's really going to bless so many people. So thank you so much for sharing that. And thank you to the listeners for listening today. And we definitely encourage everyone to subscribe, so that way you're notified of new episodes, because this is a part of a series. And so there's two more. So stay tuned if you definitely want to get more information about this. Okay, so I'm Sharique, and you can find me on Instagram at Digital Marketing Works. My Facebook page is Digital Innovation Media Group. And I'm on LinkedIn as Sharique L. Richardson, MBA. Where can we find you, Rashana?
You can find me on Instagram and Facebook as Giver of Awesomeness, and on LinkedIn and Twitter as Rashana Price.
Awesome. Well, we thank you all for listening, and we will definitely chat with you next time. How do you know, man?